Now Olaf's entire troop laughed, and the car filled with the stench of so many villains' bad breath. Sunny felt a few more tears roll down her face and turned to the window so no one would see. The car's windows were very dirty, but the youngest Baudelaire could see the strange square peaks of the Mortmain Mountains and the dark waters of the stricken stream. By now the car had driven so high up in the mountains that the stream was mostly ice, and Sunny looked at the wide stripe of frozen blackness and wondered where her siblings were, and if they were coming to rescue her. She remembered the other time she had been in Count Olaf's clutches, when the villain had tied her up, locked her in a cage, and dangled her outside his tower room as part of one of his schemes. It had been an absolutely terrifying experience for the youngest Baudelaire, and she often still had nightmares about the creaking of the cage and the distant sight of her two siblings looking up at her from Count Olaf's backyard. But Violet had built a grappling hook to rescue her, and Klaus had done some important legal research to defeat Olaf's scheme. As the car took Sunny farther and farther away from her siblings, and she stared out at the lonesome terrain, she knew that they could save her again.
"How long will we stay on Mount Fraught?"
Hugo asked.
"Until I say so, of course,"
Count Olaf replied.
"You'll soon find out that much of this job involves a lot of waiting around,"
the hook-handed man said.
"I usually keep something around to help pass the time, like a deck of cards or a large rock."
"It can be dull," admitted one of the white-faced women, "and it can be dangerous. Several of our comrades have recently suffered terrible fates."
"It was worth it,"
Count Olaf said nonchalantly, a word which here means, in a tone of voice that indicated he didn't care one bit about his deceased employees.
"Sometimes a few people need to die in fires or get eaten by lions, if it's all for the greater good."
"What's the greater good?"
asked Colette.
"Money," Esme cried in greedy glee. "Money and personal satisfaction, and we're going to get both of those things out of this whimpering baby on my lap.
Once we have our hands on the Baudelaire fortune, we'll have enough money to live a life of luxury and plan several more treacherous schemes."
The entire troop cheered, and Count Olaf gave Sunny a filthy grin, but did not say anything more as the car raced up a steep, bumpy hill and at last screeched to a halt just as the last rays of the sun faded into the evening sky.
"We're here at last,"
Count Olaf said, and handed the car keys to Sunny.
"Get out, baby orphan. Unload everything from the trunk and set up the tents."
"And bring us some potato chips," Esme said, "so we'll have something in to eat while we wait."
Esme opened the door of the car, placed Sunny on the frozen ground, and slammed the door shut again. Instantly, the chilly mountain air surrounded the youngest Baudelaire and made her shiver. It was so bitterly cold at the highest peak of the Mortmain Mountains that her tears froze in their tracks, forming a tiny mask of ice all over her face. Unsteadily, Sunny rose to her feet and walked to the back of the car. She was tempted to keep walking and escape from Olaf while he waited in the car with his troop, but where could she go? Sunny looked around at her surroundings and could not see a place where a baby would be safe by herself.